Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 1st, 2024 is based on Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 to 21. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield. And this is the fourth sermon in our Level Up Discipleship Edition sermon series. The sermon is entitled, Study. Our second reading comes from Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. You shall put these words of mine in your heart and soul. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and fix them as an emblem on your forehead. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, so that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land that the Lord swore to your ancestors to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the one who is continually revealed to us through God's word. Amen. Well, I give this little intro at the beginning of each of our sermon series. So over the next several weeks, we are leaving our predetermined lectionary readings. Those are readings that are assigned to a particular Sunday. And we're engaging together in a sermon series based on discipleship, which is the practice of growing as disciples. The series is called Leveled Up, as you can see on the screen there, and we are exploring seven practices that will help us grow in that discipleship. Today, we look at the practice of study, specifically study of the Bible. I want to start with some words that are pretty ancient. They're from a gentleman named Origen, who was an early kind of father of Christianity, living about 185 to 254 CE, so quite a long time ago. He says this about reading the Bible: Lord, inspire us to read your scriptures and to meditate upon them day and night. We beg you to give us real understanding of what we need, that we in turn may put its precepts into practice. Yet we know that understanding and good intentions are worthless unless rooted in your graceful love. So we ask that the words of Scripture may also be not just signs on a page, but channels of grace into our hearts. With that as our opening to this discussion about the Bible and its role in our lives as disciples, I'm going to ask you to discuss a question here for just a couple of minutes with those around you. The question is there a story or anything really in the Bible that is difficult for you to understand or to come to terms with? Now, there's no right or wrong answer to this, so feel free to be as honest and vulnerable with the people that you're going to talk to as you want. But over the next few minutes, I want you to turn to someone nearby and briefly share your answer again to this question. Is there a story or something in the Bible that is difficult for you to understand or to come to terms with? Take a minute to discuss with those around you. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Reading the Bible can be difficult at times, can't it? Yeah, I heard people talking about difficult passages, both here and online, and saying things like, these are some of the disturbing things that they struggle with. The story of Abraham essentially prostituting his wife, and then Abraham sending his concubine and son into the wilderness to die, and then Abraham willing to sacrifice his second child, and that's just the first half of the first book of the Bible. I also heard people worried about the lack of condemnation, of clear condemnation of slavery in the Bible, about varying Christmas stories, the details of the ark and the flood, not to mention all the associated genocide in that story. The story of Mary and Martha, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, and I'm sure that there are probably others that you talked about as well as being difficult. These are the passages that make us scratch our heads and think, what am I supposed to learn from that? There are passages that seem to directly contradict one another. There are passages that are graphic and traumatic in the Bible. There are passages that ramble on and on, repeating themselves with very little punctuation. Reading the Bible can be difficult and intimidating, which can lead us to be wary to even opening it in the first place. The good news is that you don't have to go about the reading and studying of the Bible alone. In fact, we were never meant to go at the task of studying about God alone. Our faith, back to the early days of Judaism, was an oral faith. The stories of the Old Testament were not written down. They were stories that had to be shared and talked about between people. And then once stories started to be written down, they were written down on large scrolls that would be read aloud or chanted during service. And as the community struggled with what the passages meant or how they were supposed to apply them to their lives, the Jewish teachers of the time, rabbis, began writing commentaries on the scripture. And these writings became known as the Talmud. And it features writings from thousands of rabbis that expound on Jewish teaching and theology. Rabbis to this day continue to expound on the teachings of the Hebrew scripture because it is a living document through which God continues to speak. As we see in our reading from Deuteronomy, the Jewish people and we today put a great deal of emphasis on learning and reading God's word. The reading from Deuteronomy today references and kind of expounds upon what is known as the Shema. It is one of the most central teachings of the faith, and it's a little earlier in Deuteronomy, and it says, "Listen, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be the name of his glorious kingdom forever and all time. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words, which I command you today, shall be on your heart." We study so that our hearts are changed. But somewhere in the course of history, there have been times where the church has strayed away from those teachings, and it has become, for some, no longer a communal book meant to be interpreted within community, but instead a legalistic book of moral law that was meant to be read plainly, literally, and not to be questioned. But we don't study the Bible to turn it into a weapon to wield against one another. We study the Bible to see how the love and grace of God throughout time can change us for the better. The Living Faith and Daily Life Bible Study says this about the practice of study. The regular study of the Bible and the books that help to enliven its message is a key way that disciples practice loving and knowing God. Study can happen privately through personal Bible study. Study can also happen publicly as families and friends learn together in small groups and through larger gatherings of formal study. Through reading, meditating, and studying the scripture, the lively word of God becomes active in the lives of believers. For thousands of years, the words of Jesus, the teachings of the prophets and the apostles, and the stories of God's people have revealed God's heart and hope for the world and for each of us. The Holy Spirit inspires us through Scripture to see ourselves as we are and as God would have us become. Through the Bible, we come to understand how God works in the world for the sake of the world and through people like us. Now, after talking about this leveling up and gaming over the past few weeks, I got nostalgic this week, and I downloaded a game that I used to play 15 years ago. It's called World of Warcraft. Now, the game is an MMORPG, which I'm sure you're all familiar with. Right, but for that like random teenager who doesn't know what I'm talking about, it means massively multiplayer online role-playing game. And when you start the game, you get to pick the race of your character. Seems like a simple enough decision, right? But you can select from the following: human, dwarf, night elf, gnome, draenei, worgen, pandaren, or drakthir. Oh, but you can also choose from blood elf, goblin, troll, tauren, undead, and orc. Oh, and did I forget to mention that you can also become a void elf, a lightforged draenei, a dark iron dwarf, a cold tyran, a mecha gnome, a nightborn, and there's like seven more names here that I won't bore you with, because I think you get the idea. Needless to say, I was overwhelmed and intimidated with trying to figure out what I should choose. I don't know what makes a tauren different from a cold tyran. But you know what? There are people out there who do. There are people out there who have put in the time and research and can share their experiences with me so that I can begin to understand better. There's a whole thing out there called Wowpedia. It's a fandom wiki site that explains it all. But I had to put in some time and work and do a little studying. See, opening and reading the Bible is not unlike my gaming experience from this past weekend. Sometimes we are intimidated and overwhelmed by the Bible, but we aren't meant to go about it alone. There are people and resources that we can work with in order to assist us in our study, so that we can come to a new understanding of how the life, teachings, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ continually shape us to more perfectly love God and to love our neighbor. So what are some ways that we might practice this studying this week and beyond? Maybe one of these works for you. You could join the learning ministry team here in the congregation that plans all of the learning things that happen here at church. You could participate in a Bible study. We have several Bible studies. We have one at 10 a.m. starting next week for all ages. Anyone from our youngest to our oldest at 10 a.m. on Sundays. We've got a Wednesday morning Bible study. We have a hybrid Bible study, meaning online and in person at the same time on the second Monday of every month. If that doesn't work for you, you could start your own Bible study with some of your friends here at church. It doesn't have to be led by the pastor, and for some, that may take away some of the fear of having to be in Bible study with a pastor. You can do individual Bible study. In fact, I have a page of free online resources out there on the blue table that you can take home that can help you in your own personal study. We have a library down the hall full of commentaries and Bible dictionaries and textbooks and et cetera, that you are welcome to borrow at any time. But the number one thing that I encourage you to do in your study is when you're reading, be curious. Be willing to question. Look up something that you don't understand. Do some research and figure out how it applies to your life. Because the practice of study involves more than simply knowing what the Bible says. It involves listening to the Bible's amazing stories and wondering about its astonishing claims and exploring with others what these things might mean for us today. The Bible is an active word that brings us face to face with our living God. And the study of this living word often produces in us new insights and varied understandings. It's through this living word that God continues to call into being a new people sent out into the world to share the love of God that we first receive from God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.